and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Our guest today has won several Grammy Awards. His recording career has spanned 40 years. His songs are known worldwide. And his name, well, a household name. In a world of shooting star fame that vanishes as quickly as it mesmerizes, and short-lived romance, where's the foundation of lasting hope? Where do you find that? His story, well, it's about a meteoric rise. But there's a lot more that goes on behind the scenes, which speaks about sustainability. How did it happen? When did it actually take place? Who did God use? It may surprise you. It will also encourage you. This is part one of a two-part special. As usual, we pause at the beginning of the show just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know that whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge it might be, Christ loves you and he knows you. He loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins and mine. He shed his blood on that cross. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. And the living Christ calls you today, right where you are. James Ingram is a music icon, multi-Grammy award winner, and back-to-back Oscar nominee. James inspires and touches the hearts of millions of listeners worldwide through his abundant gifts as a singer, performer, songwriter, composer, arranger, and producer. In 2009, James returned to his roots with the release of his first complete inspirational CD, the much-anticipated Stand in the Light, inspired by the plight of the Hurricane Katrina victims. Stand features new works and Yamo Be There, his legendary Grammy Award-winning 1983 collaboration with Michael McDonald, and is the natural advancement in a career grounded in faith. Blessed with the influence and mentorship of some of the seminal forces in American music history, including Ray Charles, Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, and Stevie Wonder, and shaped and molded by Quincy Jones, James is here with his wife, Debbie, and their close friends, Roy and Kathy Sakuma, whose ukulele festival has grown worldwide over the past 40 years and whose teaching, production, writing, and speaking has influenced millions. Join me in this special moment with James and Debbie Ingram and Roy and Kathy Sakuma. Now, James, you've been a part of the ukulele festival for, you know, a number of years now. How did you and Debbie meet Roy and Kathy Sakuma?
Well, I think it was 18 years ago. I was playing basketball somewhere around here. We were just out of on vacation. And I ran into Roy, and we started messing around and stuff. And then when he found out it was James Ingram, it was like, oh, wait a minute. And Roy started this for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so we talk about divine surprises.
Yes.
Playing basketball?
Yeah.
I need to know more. It's a little too general. Okay. What happened there?
Well, it was after the basketball where I saw him lying on the he was actually lying on the side of the track at UH Cookfield, and I was walking around taking a lap.
Okay.
And I said hi to James and his friend. And they said hi back, and I walked around the second lap, and they were still there, all perspiring, just kind of resting. And so I started talking to him, and it was such a great conversation. Like, it was just like we were friends for a long time already, just talking. And James mentioned that he was on his way back from a Southeast tour, and I said, well, what do you do? And he said, oh, I play a little keyboard, you know. And so I started talking about the ukulele, since I thought he's a musician.
Okay.
And I went to my car and got a cassette of Ota-san, and I gave it to him. I said, here, listen to this musician. He's really great. And now I still didn't know who he was. So he reached out, and he introduced himself to me. He said, hi, I'm James Ingram. And so I said, oh, hi, I'm Roy Sakuma. But yeah, I had no idea who he was. And you know, it turned out to be the beauty of it, because it wasn't about, it was about who we were as people, as we were just engaged in one another in the conversation, and just the blessings of meeting each other. And it was later that afternoon where James was a guest at the Pro Bowl, and I was watching TV because I love football and I love to watch the Pro Bowl. And at halftime, they say, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. James Ingram. And here comes James walking out with his mic, and I look at my wife, and I say, that's the guy I met this morning, you know. And Kathy, look, she's shaking her head right now. She said, you don't know who he is? You teach his songs? But I didn't know. And that's the initial. That's how we met. And from that, what happened is he had told me he's staying at the Sheraton Hotel. So I called the next morning, because I had actually, the day before when we met, invited he and his family to dinner. And he says, oh, why don't you just call me tomorrow? So when tomorrow came and I called him, he laughed on the phone. He says, Roy, I know you didn't know who I was. And so he gave the phone to Debbie. And from there, we went out to dinner. And that's how it all started.
Well, you know, the ukulele festival, I mean, it's grown for over four decades now, and continuous increase over the years. So now, James, you're here. You've been a part of it. What would you say from your vantage point? Why do you feel the Lord has blessed the ukulele festival in the length of time that He has?
Well, I see the like some of the children, and it's more people up on stage with the ukuleles and stuff, and just looking out at the concert, you know what I'm saying? It was just overwhelming to me.
And we talk about children and the kind of impact that just hundreds and hundreds of children. Not to even mention, when you mentioned we got 200 volunteers, and you just got a constant stream of children up on stage. Going back to childhood, I mean, there's that genesis of the discovery of certain gifts, certain talents that we have. It brings to mind, here I am sitting with a multiple Grammy Award-winning artist. James, take us back. Where did you grow up? And I guess I should say, because I know a little bit of the background, where did you and Debbie grow up?
Well, we grew up in Akron, Ohio, and I met her when she was 5 and I was 7. And so later on, we became boyfriend and girlfriend, and then later on, you know, she became my wife and started dictating to me.
What was it like? I see Debbie, she's squinting, she's shaking her head, she's almost in agony over here. But what was it like growing up in Akron, Ohio?
Well, we get snow. Our winters are real harsh.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Akron, Ohio was a great place to come up in. It was family-oriented. My grandfather was a minister. James's father was a deacon of the church. Things were centered around church and the Word of God. And the foundation, the base of it was extremely loving, extremely peaceful. But, you know, as you grow in from elementary to adolescence, then that's when I think a lot of the wondering becomes in. But it was a great place to come up in and raise kids in.
Now, who influenced you most, James, in your growing up years?
Growing up years?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. James Brown.
What was it? What was it about James Brown?
I mean, it's to see him dancing and entertaining and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he was in the grooves. You know, I loved it.
What did it do in you when you watched him?
Well, I know I can't dance to this day, so I mean, it wasn't that. But, you know, we had a band in Akron, Ohio. We used to play some of his songs. And I had a lead singer because I wasn't a singer.
Now, I heard that, you know, you played numerous instruments. But did you take any formal lessons in learning to play the drums or the guitar? And
no.
Did you figure it out?
From just being in bands, you know what I'm saying? And my older brother, he played the organ in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to, you know, we had a piano in the house, so everybody would sit down there and try to do something, you know, and I just picked it up, and it just came to me. So that was my main instrument.
A real gift. A real gift. You know, it always triggers my curiosity when I talk to certain people, extremely gifted people. How did you discover this certain passion and gifting that you had that became above the norm? How did that happen?
Well, as a musician, or?
Well, we talk musician, you're a songwriter.
Well, the thing was, we came from Akron, Ohio, my group, Revelation Funk, and I was the keyboard player in it, and I sang background, but I was never a singer. And so after 2 years, they got disoriented, and they wanted to go back. I said, well, y'all have a safe trip, because I'm going to stay here. So then my girlfriend, she came out to be with me, and after that, I don't know how many years ago after that, but I did this demo. This guy said, because we was
We're right at a place where James and Debbie are going to explain the strange connection of how really God orchestrated in a marvelous yet even mysterious way the actual launching into the stratosphere of the career of James Ingram. When we come back from our break, you'll hear it from them in detail. The way it happened is very unconventional. In fact, in many instances of the way they describe what actually happened, it's never been done before. How about you? Are there times in life where you just kind of clip along just because it's the way everyone else has been doing it? Or is there room in your heart and in your mind for God to do something out of the ordinary, a complete divine surprise? Because if you come to that place where you're open to God, man, who knows what God can do? When we come back, you're going to hear it straight from James and Debbie Ingram. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Faith and family are James Ingram's main sources of inspiration. They drive his industry achievements. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, James Ingram, his dear wife Debbie, and Roy and Kathy Sukuma. This is a special program where, you know, I had one of those rare moments, those moments that you and I, well, some things you dream about, some things you don't even dare to dream about because you don't think that it'll happen. And then God does these divine surprises. Well, this was one of those, and I had to share it with you. To find out more about our show, if you're just tuning in right now, want to hear the rest of this broadcast, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and get the free podcast, but also send it to a friend or family member that you know, just as you listen to it. This person, they've got to hear it. I want to bless them. Go ahead and send it to them. James Ingram had a meteoric rise in stardom. And the way that it all happened back in the early 1980s will just bless you and amaze you. I'm here with James and Debbie Ingram, Roy and Kathy Sukuma, to find out more about James and his music, JamesIngramsMusic.com. JamesIngramsMusic.com. Here's more with that special interview.
I don't know how many years ago after that, but I did this demo. This guy said, because we was writing in my house, and I had just a little four track, and he couldn't sing at all, and I could sing background, but I wasn't a singer. And he said, man, I can get you a gig doing demos for $50. I said, are you crazy? He said, no. I went up there and they gave me the demo. I went in there and studied it for 45 minutes, came back out, sang it. They gave me a copy and they gave me $50. Well, how we got a phone call. How much time after that, Debbie?
James did the demo And he was trying to give that song to another producer and said, I just sang a great song and I want to bring this song to Carl Carlton because he was working. His prayer and his dream was to become the best musician that he could be. And at that time, we have six children, but at that time we only had one. And when he started working with Ray Charles and Charlemagne and all these other people, God had answered his dream.
You're backing up Ray Charles?
Yeah,
backing up and working.
In the studio with him.
Yeah, Ray Charles taught James his first production skills. So he would come home every night like in heaven, and he started doing, well, I can't say demos because he only did one demo. And it was like, it was God said, I have something else in store for you, James. Just hold on because you're getting ready to take a ride. And so what happened was that demo was done by, was requested by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, who are extremely extraordinary, great writers. And they were signed to ATV Music Publishing Company. And they, Barry years later told me, he said, you know, Debbie, I never give anybody a copy of my songs, but I paid James's $50 and I gave him a copy of the song. Well, when James left the studio that day, he went to show it to Carl Carlton's producer, and which he also played on Bad Mama Jamma as well, but he showed them, and Leon said, it's a great song, but it's not for Carl. So literally 4 months from that date of showing him, I'm going a little ahead of myself, but 4 months from that date.
The publishing company. Got with Quincy.
No. Quincy called within 2 weeks of him doing that demo. And he called the house and he said, I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, guys. What happened was when James would write at home, we have known Howard Hewitt since he was 13 years old. And they would go in a room about this size with equipment, and back then it was the four tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, baby, you know, when I'm working in here, you can't come in here because we have no way to save it. And I said, okay. So I go out and the phone rings and the person says, hello, this is Q. I'd like to speak to James Ingram. I said, Q. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry. This is Quincy Jones. I'd like to speak to James Ingram. So I prance over to the door and knock on the door and say, honey, come out because you'll want this call. You know. And so he comes out and he picks up the phone and he says, hello? And he says, hi, I'm Quincy Jones. And is this James Ingram? And he said, yeah. He said, you the one who sang on the demo? He said, yeah, well, I would like to get you into the studio. Are you signed? Are you signed with anybody? He said, no. He said, get me into the studio for what?
I thought it was a joke.
He thought it was a joke.
I thought it was a joke.
He hung up on Quincy. He thought it was one of his partners, you know. And then Quincy called right back. And
he talked to me and asked me about, you know, did I record that song on somebody's thing? I said, no, that was just a demo. Why? He said, I want you to come sing it on my album. I said, duh. I mean, that's how it happened.
Yes.
And so I came in there, man, and I was scared. I'd never done nothing like that. And then another thing is I had never, you know, because I'm playing the piano, and I'll sing background behind my singer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But Quincy talked Pierre Cassette on the Grammys to opening up with Just Once, with Quincy Jones and the orchestra and me singing. Man, you talking about somebody scared as I don't know what. I was trembling and, ooh.
This is actually the opening song of the Grammys.
Yeah.
But you got to remember that year, that was 4 months after he sang it, because now time is moving.
Okay.
And it was on the Dude. They had finished the Dude. And then Quincy, when he heard it, he went back and he said, I need that song. And his wife said, forget the song, you need the singer. And so he would tease James, man, you're going to be in front of 5 million people. He said, man, I don't know what a Grammy is. I don't want, just to be in your presence is cool enough. So what most people really don't realize about that story and how good God is that he never sang anywhere live ever as a singer except for the night of the Grammys when he won, because he was up for three Grammys, Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal, and Best R&B. Well, Cyndi Lauper won it for Best New Artist, and Sheena Easton won it that year for Best Pop, and then he won it for R&B. But no one had ever won a Grammy without having
their own album,
because he was on Quincy's album. So
it was the first time it ever happened.
Rick James was on the side of the stage.
He had just performed.
He had that big record, Mary Jane, and all this. And so we all thought, oh, he'll definitely win it. Or Luther.
Because Tina Turner James Brown was actually to get the
announcement. They came
for the R&B song, right? And James, Rick James had just finished
performing,
but he didn't leave the stage. He was over in the corner, and we could see him, right? And so, make a long story short, when they said who won it, right? They said James, and me and Debbie started clapping because we thought it was Rick James, but then it was me, and then she said, wait a minute, they're talking about you.
Actually, he and Patty Austin were so busy talking, he didn't even hear his name. So you see me push him up. Get up, they're talking about you. And from that day, from 32 years ago, it's just been an incredible musical ride for him and life for us.
You know, when you describe it, it's stuff that people can't even dream up. You know, it's that magnanimous in terms of the actual reality that something like that would happen. We talk about these sort of fantasy type stories, but you're living it. You've lived it. That was a real turning point. And it was like the Lord was setting you up on a whole new platform, and he put you on a launching pad, and he sent the rocket, sent the rocket up. It makes me wonder, when opportunities happen, the thing is, you were there. Sometimes opportunities happen for some people. They don't even recognize that what they've been praying for or hoping for or planning for is right in front of them. But you're living it. So you were there. You were living it. But the grounding. I'm interested in your spiritual journey, maybe leading up to that point or even what happened after that. No, share that with us.
I had to go to church every Sunday because of my father. You know what I mean? When I was younger, I hated it. Because I had to go to church.
It was until
I got older enough to, understand what was really happening.
I call it like a headlock Christianity.
Right.
James Ingram is just about ready to talk about his spiritual journey, his upbringing. You know, to have a career that launches like that, almost like an overnight sensation, well, really an overnight sensation, and then to have sustainability for over four decades in an industry where there are constant changes and people vacillate to and fro, stable marriage, raising of his family. Where does that stability come from in a world of change? That's certainly something that you and I can learn from and gain from. When we come back, we'll hear more from James and Debbie Ingram. But I want you to hear that song. It's the song that really catapulted, God used to catapult James Ingram into the stratosphere of a whole new area of entertainment, influence, awards, achievements, influence. And his influence has continued. You hear about that because of the connection to his faith in Jesus Christ. We'll let you hear that famous song and hear him share, him and Debbie. We also have Roy and Kathy Sukuma in studio with us. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. To The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
James Ingram has collaborated with legendary and revered mentors and peers. He's also been involved in a tremendous amount of humanitarian work. Well, James Ingram, his wife Debbie, is in studio with us in this special program with Roy and Kathy Sukuma. It's part one of a two-part special. If you're tuning in right now, you want to get the rest of the show and hear it in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to find out more about James and to get hold of his music, go to jamesingramsmusic.com. jamesingramsmusic.com. Before our break, we're talking about, well, James and Debbie were talking about how, you know, almost like an overnight sensation. It took place. He won the Grammy Award from a demo, a $50 demo. He wins the Grammy Award as part of a CD, a part of an album, not a CD, but an album that was part of Quincy Jones's release. First time it had ever happened where someone wins the Grammy without having their own album. And here's James. And here's the song. It's a song called Just Once. It's a song that God used to launch him into a place of influence.
I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. 'Cause here we are back where we were before. Seems nothing ever changes. We're back to being strangers, wondering if we ought to stay or head on out the door. Just one. Can we figure out what we keep doing wrong?
are we doing wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? Make the magic last for more than just one night. If we could just get to it, I know we could break through it. I gave my all, but I think my all may have been too much. The Lord knows we're not getting anywhere. Seems we're always blowing whatever we've got going. And it seems at times with all we've got, we haven't got a prayer. Are we going wrong? Just once, can we find a way to finally make it right? To make the magic last for more than just one night. I know we could break
ageless song. As you listen to it, it might take you back to some certain special memories that you may have from sung by a crooner, James Ingram himself, who is in studio with us for this interview along with his wife Debbie. That's the song that took him to high places, highest heights in influencing people with his career, entertaining millions around the world. But in an industry of tremendous change and in a world of change, where does the stability come from as a family man, a growing, building career? Where did it come from for James and Debbie? They're here to tell all about it. Listen.
Mm.
because I had to go to church.
It was
until I got older enough to, you know, understand what was really happening.
I call it like a headlock Christianity.
Right.
You better love him. You better love the Lord.
But my father had, you know, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for, but the evidence of things that are unseen. He had that on the wall, and he would come into the house, and he would put this into our head. Son, faith in God and confidence in yourself, and there's nothing you can't do. So he brainwashed me with that.
It's a good brainwashing.
Yeah, and so when this happened, man, I took it. But at the same time, to this day, I'm afraid to act like I'm somebody when I didn't even know myself. I'm afraid of that.
Sort of a kind of an inherent, it's a conviction, but an inherent humility that's just kind of deep down inside.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that. They don't have that, even if they try to fake it.
Yeah, well, see, we had the Bible before we had Just Once. Bible meaning basic information before leaving Earth. You're going to leave.
I'm glad you mentioned it, that Just Once, and yet having the Word of the Lord before that all came about. So how would you describe, somebody would ask you, James, how did you become a Christian? What would you say?
My father took us to church. He was a part of the Sunday school teacher. And he just taught us. He taught us at home. Sometimes we would have, you know, Bible study. But I come up in the Word.
Debbie, yes. He talked about that day. You had to nudge him. He's getting called for the Grammy. He thinks that somebody, he's talking to someone else. And you nudge him. When did you realize, you know, this is huge, you know? My husband's music, his voice, his name. When did you recognize that this was going far beyond anything you would have ever dreamt of?
Well, when I left home, I was 19 to go out to California and to be with James, but I went out for a visit first, and then I came back. You asked James about his influences and how did he come in. My grandfather was a minister, and he was a godly man. And the way he walked and he talked, and he had 10 children in my father's family, and my mother's side had 10 children. I wanted that discipline. I needed that discipline. That was an inheritance that he gave to his grandchildren. I had long understood and known the importance and the love and grace of miracles. At 42 years old, he was diagnosed with cancer. And back in those days, not knowing a lot about cancer, he said he sat on a table and it was 12 doctors, 11 men and one woman, and they thought that he had a venereal disease at first. And he said he got up off the table, buttoned up his shirt, and he said that he was a minister, that he never messed around on his wife. And I assure you that is not the case. So it started out as a pimple on his nose, and it grew and it grew till he couldn't work anymore. And he said one day that a little old lady and a little old man they called Ma and Pa came from the country and anointed him with oil and began to pray for 3 days. And in 7 days, that cancerous tumor began to leave his face. And he had to make sure that each of us heard the story, each of his grandchildren heard the story, that we would pass that legacy on. And that's when he was 42. He passed away at 85. And I never forgot his walk. I never forgot his love, the way he talked about God and how important it was, because it wasn't pushed. Religion wasn't pushed on us. But what was profoundly served to us every day was the Word of God. So in seeing James come into his own musically, my mother used to remind me, when you left that day and you turned around, you said, Mom, we're going to be successful. I had no idea, because what he asked for from God was to give him the strength to become a great musician, because he plays by ear. He can't read music. So I had enough faith in him I got a job. James traveled a little bit before we had children. Then he sold his band clothes. And then that day with Quincy for 32 years in an industry where marriage, staying married was unheard of, but we made a vow that we would not go in and out of our marriage early on. So we bonded, and by our parents and our families knowing each other, there was not going to be any foolishness going down. I can guarantee you that.
How many years has it been?
39.
A testament and an example that we desperately need today. All of us. Thank you for your faithfulness to God and your faithfulness in acknowledging His faithfulness.
Yes.
And His grace. James, I know you say music is an important part of my life. James and Debbie Ingram sharing where the foundation of their life has been. You know, sometimes we wonder what our priorities are, and we don't even really know. It's not clear. It hasn't become a conviction, and as a result of that, things begin to fray right under our nose, so to speak, and we don't even realize it. When we come back from our break, James and Debbie will share more. As you can tell, this has been an increasingly deepened time of sharing. And I think we're very much blessed to be with them, to hear them share from their heart to ours. The difference that Christ has made in their life, how they've followed the scriptures and the Lord has led them and guided them. When we come back, you'll hear more from James and Debbie Ingram. You know, don't we all need an encouragement? Don't we all need a boost? God knows. You see, because God knows exactly what you're facing right now. He knows what the struggle is. He knows what the stress, what the burden is. He sends James and Debbie Ingram to speak heart to heart with you in the name of Christ. When we come back, you'll hear more. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of The Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org.
Hear me calling.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
James Ingram. Well, he's had celebrated performances in such high-profile events like the Oscars, the Grammys, the Super Bowl. And we're very privileged to have James and his wife, Debbie Ingram, here in studio with us in part one of a two-part special. We're joined also by their dear friends and my dear friends, Roy and Kathy Sakuma. And it's a heart-to-heart talk, as you've been listening, as you can already tell. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and to get this entire show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. To find out more about James Ingram, jamesingramsmusic.com. jamesingramsmusic.com. Here's more of our time together, and I'll be back with some closing words. Thank you for your faithfulness to God and your faithfulness in acknowledging His faithfulness and His grace. James, I know you say music is an important part of my life, but it's not all of my life.
No.
You say my family's my life. I never confuse who I am and what I do. How do you get such clarity?
Because I knew my first father first. I knew God before I came into some music stuff. So I'm afraid of my father.
Hmm.
You know,
it's like a godly fear,
exactly.
A respectful,
a reverence.
Exactly. Reverence. Yeah,
right. So I don't claim nothing. All the Grammys I won and all that stuff. I just think I give him. I'm on the stage. I say, thank God. Matter of fact, when I first sang on Quincy's album, I did Just Once and 100 Ways. On my first album, I'm the one that came up with Yamo Be There. Hallelujah.
Okay.
You know, the father's name Yahweh, son's name Yahshua, the Hebrew name.
Mm-hmm.
Shua means salvation, Yah meaning source.
That's how you got the name of the... Give us the background, how that whole thing evolved, that name. Because wasn't that with Michael McDonald, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, see, what happened was we were in the studio, and I already had, like, the on the keyboard, I had the verse. Michael McDonald came up with the chorus, but we didn't have the lyrics. And Quincy had a thing that was about... I'm going to be there, right? I'm going to be there. And then after a while, he said, you know what? I can hear them on the radio talking about I'm going to be there. So then it went from I'm going to be there to I'm going to be there, right? And so I got up and looked around and found a dictionary. And I looked up Yahweh. And I told Quincy, I dare you to put a Y in front of the A-H. And went over there and seen it on thing. Oh, man, God, you know, such and such. And then Michael seen it, you know what I'm saying? Yahweh. And that's how, because I didn't come in there with that. I didn't come up there when I had a chance. Because first it was going to be, I'm going to be there. You know, like, so, brother, if you luck, someone low, reach out and call my name, and I'm going to be there. And then Quincy said, no, I can hear the DJs now talking about I'm going to be there. It went from that to I'm going to be there. And when they did that, I went on and I said, hold on, and found a dictionary and looked up Yahweh, and I said, Quincy, I dare you to put a Y in front of the A-H. And he said, oh, man, my kids are studying Hebrew because he was married to Peggy Lipton, who was Jewish.
So it's actually God will be there.
Right. Heavenly God Father watching us fall. We take from each other and give nothing at all. Well, it's a doggone shame, but never too late for change. So if your luck run low, just reach out and call his name. His name, Yamo, be there. And it took...
That's James Ingram. He's in studio with his dear wife, Debbie. And also our friends Roy and Kathy Sakuma. This is part one of a two-part special. Hey, Yam will be there. God will be there. He's right there with you at this very moment. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through. Isn't that a comfort? Don't we need such reminders? Oh man, I need it. I need it. And then the Lord sends James Ingram himself, not only to talk about it, to tell the story about it, but to sing it for you. God will be there. God is there with you. The situation might not change immediately. The heartache might still be there. The tears may still be falling. The frown on your face still in existence, creasing your face with wrinkles. But ah, Yam will be there. God with you. There's a soothingness to that. There's a salve. It's like an ointment. In my pain, in my sorrow, in my brokenness, in my loneliness, in my dark depression, God is with me. God is with you. Jesus Christ, who loves you, is with you. Doesn't that make a difference just to know it? Somehow, in the low moments, there can be almost a switch, a click of hope saying, in this despair, God can make a difference. God still has another move. He still has another thing to do up his sleeve to surprise you if you just hold on. And not just hold on to whatever. No, hold on to him. Cling to him. Cling to Christ. Center your heart, center your mind on the person of Jesus Christ. Cling to him because he is clinging to you. You know, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Invite somebody to listen in and be inspired to this program and programs like it. And your support of our show, both prayerfully and financially, will go a long way in reaching someone in need of God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to partner with us. Romans 12 verse 10 says, love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, James and Debbie Ingram and Roy and Kathy Sakuma. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.